Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Loud.
Will you please turn down that rambunctious cacophony?
Local!
Our band is actually from the surrounding immediate metropolitan area encompassing that which is known as the Great Northwest.
Good evening, rockaholics. Thanks for tuning in. This is Loud and Local with Jolene. 99.9 KISW.
Good Eve! Happy New Year. Happy holidays, dear rockaholics. It is Loud and Local. I'm your host, Jolene. To find out even more on Loud and Local, like to check out past podcasts, to check out, playlists, find out about upcoming shows, to find out how to submit your band's music for Loud and Local, simply hit up the Loud and Local page at KISW.com. My special guests all hour long tonight for Loud and Local, I'm joined by Girl on Fire. Hey. Girl on Fire! The rest of Girl on Fire literally walking in the studio as absolute rock stars as the show begins. I like this. Welcome, everyone. Look
here,
at you guys. You can make some noise. You can make some noise. Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome. Hi, guys.
Good to see you.
Hello. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Yeah.
Oh. Hello, rest of my band.
I know, right?
Hey guys, nice to see you guys.
All right, so who just flew in?
Our buddy Paul.
Oh, hi, Paul. Hi, Paul. Glad you could come all the way from wherever you came from to come be on the radio with your boys, Girl on Fire, tonight. I can breathe a little easier here. We have the studio doors just left wide open. Like, hopefully they'll see the on-air sign and just come right on in and won't be dropping a bunch of F-bombs as they walk through the studio door. Before we go any further, a lot of great stuff to cover with Girl on Fire tonight, along with a really special show that's happening Friday night at the Hard Rock. But before we go any further, let's go ahead and go around the studio. Introduce yourself for everybody listening. I know you guys have a ton of people listening online as well. Introduce yourself and what you do within the band.
I'm Austin and I sing.
Harry, I play drums.
Josh, bass.
Nicholas, I play guitar.
The other Nick, I also play guitar.
Oh, it's Nick and Nick. It's the Nick and Nick show! Girl on Fire, this coming Friday night, you guys have a really bitchin' show happening at the Hard Rock Cafe this Friday night. It's Girl on Fire, me versus myself, our friends in Jaded Mary, and Pain in the Grass alumni, ooh, Amanda Hardy.
Yes.
Congratulations on the show, you guys.
Oh, we are so pumped. We are so excited.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, we're going to to talk about the show. We're going to play a bunch of music. Maybe we'll play some of our friends that are also on the bill with you guys. We'll see about spreading around the Loud and Local love a little bit. But let's go ahead and kick things off tonight for Loud and Local with a track from the Not Broken release, which is available now. And don't worry, we're going to talk about new music, find out what the status is on new Girl on Fire music. But I want to kick things off with the song that really broke through for us. And back, gosh, was it the Loud and Local 9 o'clock cockfight back in the day?
Yes.
With this song? Yeah,
that was, I believe
I
so.
I think that was actually with Revenge.
Was it with Revenge?
Yeah, that was a couple years ago. That was like 2.5 years ago.
Okay.
Was it?
Yeah. Well, this is the other song I've played quite a bit that it was the single off of the album as well. It's called The Takedown, 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. This is Girl on Fire.
The strength inside, shadows come to life.
Local continues with Jolene, 99.9 KISW.
Walk in my shoes, a mile of abuse. I can't remember the things I do. Not what I see. Not what I dream. Shed all my skin. I wanna wash it clean. And maybe it's calling you, but it brings back the pain. It brings back. Maybe it's calling you.
haven't stopped the rain.
I can still say. Is gonna stop the rain.
99.9 KISW, it is Loud and Local. That's Girl on Fire with the song Reminds Me of You from the release titled Not Broken, which is available now. Prior to that, their song The Takedown, which is also from Not Broken. Tonight, I'm joined by my buds in Girl on Fire. Good eve, gentlemen.
Hello.
You know, it's still that time of year where you can just say Happy New Year, too. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
How was everybody's New Year?
It was cool.
Cool.
It's all right. It's all right. Okay. How about this? How was your Christmas?
It was awesome.
Magical.
Yeah? Anybody get any ugly sweaters?
No. I got a 12 man jersey. That's all I need.
Oh, boom. Awesome. Guys, let's go around the studio, introduce yourself, and say what you do within the band, and I'm going to start with...
This side this time. This is Nick. I play guitar.
This is other Nick, and I play guitar.
That's actually what it says on the CD. It says other Nick.
I'm Josh, and I play the bass.
Harry, I play the drums.
And I'm Austin, and I play the vocals.
Excellent.
Yes.
The show happening at the Hard Rock Cafe on Friday night. You're going to be playing with me versus myself, Jaded Mary, and Amanda Hardy. There's still some tickets available, but you guys are on track to sell this show out, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Where can people go right now to get those final tickets to the show Friday night at the Hard Rock?
We could actually even come to you if you want some of those tickets.
Wow. Somewhere somebody in like Muckleteo is like, I'll wait up late tonight.
We'll drive to your house right now.
Is there a website? Can they go to your Facebook page or can they message you?
You can go to Hard Rock, Hard Rock's website and purchase tickets there.
Okay,
for sure.
If you message our Facebook page, we'll connect with people and bring tickets.
Yeah,
all the
bands will. So.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
You guys are going to be making some trips to Enumclaw. Like Bend, Oregon, driving all the way down.
Get out to Puyallup right now.
Road trip.
That's awesome. For those that are just tuning into Loud and Local, maybe this is your first time. Welcome. We've been doing this for quite some time on Sunday nights for Loud and Local. If you really want to support a band that you're passionate about, that you love, when at all possible, purchase your tickets in advance. I'm not going to get into all the details, but it's one of those little things that really, really helps the bands show the promoters and the bookers that they can sell some tickets, because at the end of the line, it is still a business. So if you're in a place to do that versus just buying them at the door, try and buy them in advance because it helps out the band. Speaking of helping out the band, buy the merch, especially buy a t-shirt for your hot girlfriend because she is going to be amazing advertising for said band.
She's going to look hotter.
Exactly. I just like to speak on everybody's behalf when I go off on these tangents here. A lot of ground to cover with Girl on Fire. We're going to take care of some business. And when we come back, I'm going to ask the burning question, which is what... Don't answer yet. What is the status of new Girl on Fire music? We will find out next. Hang out. Loud and Local continues next. 90.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. My special guest in studio all hour long, Girl on Fire. You can see Girl on Fire this Friday night at the Hard Rock Cafe. They're going to be performing along with Amanda Hardy, Jaded Mary, and Me Versus Myself. The show is on track to sell out. It's not sold out at this point, but tickets are limited. So if you want to go, if you can go, get on it right now. You can find out more by going to the Hard Rock's website to get your tickets in advance. But I wouldn't wait to the last minute because you'd be bummed. Bummed, dudes.
Bummed, bro.
So the burning question, the latest burning question, that a cream will not help for. What is the status? You know, 2013 is when Not Broken came out, and you guys toured behind this. You came in on Loud Local on this, and we had a really good run with this. But I also know, you know, you're also in the business of making some new music. So what can you tell me and all of your fans listening about the status of New Girl on Fire music?
It's awesome.
It's coming.
It's so vague.
It's
what is
coming?
We actually just talked about this in a group text message today. Yeah. We're actually the day
okay. Wait. Get out your phone. Let's read the text message.
We can't go that far.
Not reveal that yet.
Oh, come on!
No, that'll come out.
It's a bunch
later.
Of fart jokes. And
no, we actually
peeking around the bush.
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm like, I didn't know they had an emoji for a penis. That's awesome. Okay, sorry.
It's because of people like me that they make this for.
Okay, but no. What can you tell us about this new music? Are you in the writing place, or are you demoing right now? What can you tell us?
We are in the writing demo. That's what we actually decided in the group text. Is the day after our Hard Rock show, we're actually going to go away to a secret island out here in Washington, and actually we're going to go into a house in the woods, and we're going to
live like hobbits
and live together
in the Shire.
Yes,
in the Shire.
Exactly. Just kind of leave everything else and just go away together. And
do hobbit things.
And do hobbit things.
And with furry foots.
Right, exactly. Shoes off. It seems like it would work to really get out of the city, to be together, to just, you know, be playing your instruments, to just talk it out and not have all of the distractions that come with recording, where you live, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
a good place to focus.
Yeah, you don't want to poop where you eat.
And we can walk around naked if we'd like to.
Exactly. I want to poop and eat somewhere else.
Touche, guys. Touche. Is there anything right now? Did you choose the day after the show? Because I would think a lot of bands would be like, we need to recuperate from the show, but you guys are just going to jump right into it.
Is it the day after the show, or it's like a day or two after the show?
Oh, okay, okay.
I think the idea is to really like capture that energy that we're going to have from our show, from our live show, because I feel like
keep the momentum going.
If we're going to go from something like I got it.
It's cool.
We really want to just
It's all right. It was all right. It was fun for everybody that was listening online. It didn't go over the regular airwaves. You're fine.
That guy. We just want to really, sell out the show and be able to take that energy that we get off the crowd and everything that we have there and be able to take that into a room and make that, that music together. So,
I find that a lot of bands, and it's something that you hear about it from regional bands to national bands. Sometimes it can be challenging to try and capture the energy that you have during a live show on a recording.
Yeah, definitely.
To capture that energy, when you're just doing the same thing over and over and over to get the best possible take to yet retain that grittiness, that excitement, that it could go off the rails at any moment, which to me is the best thing about rock music.
Yeah. Got
to
keep that edge.
Indeed, so edgy. Girl on Fire are my special guests tonight for Loud and Local. You could see them Friday night at the Hard Rock Cafe. Also on the bill, Me Versus Myself, Jaded Mary, and Amanda Hardy. The next song we're going to do is One Step Away. And then we're going to play something from your EP, and we're going to do some Mola stuff. So let's play some more Girl on Fire. 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. This song is called One Step Away.
And everything comes to an end, washed away like cities in the sand. I know something has to change inside before this cancer spreads any further. Dive into the madness, embracing the chaos. Just one step away, and the answer's clear to me. underneath my skin. I know nothing's gonna change my mind. With my eyes wide, run to the skylight. Dive into the madness, embracing the chaos. We will rise above. Cause we're just one step away. On the edge of sanity. And we pass the point of no return. Cause we're just one step away. And the answer's clear to me. The time has come to take what we deserve. Cause we're just one step away. This is Loud and Local with Jolene, 99.9 KISW.
Yeah!
99.9 KI, I still believe it is loud and local. Girl on Fire, the song Revenge. Did you get the revenge? Did you get the revenge, though?
Yes.
Did you get the revenge?
It tasted good.
That was like, was it sweet?
It was so sweet.
Delicious.
So sweet.
Girl on Fire are my special guests tonight for Loud and Local. You could see Girl on Fire this Friday night at the Hard Rock, along with me versus myself, Jaded Mary, and Amanda Hardy. There is a limited amount of tickets left. So I tell you with great urgency to get on it. For those tickets, you can get your tickets through the Hard Rock online right now, so that way you don't miss out on this great show and some of the great support that you have on this bill as well. I want to play those for you right now, Amanda Hardy and Jaded Mary. So I'm going to play our girl Amanda Hardy, who was part of Pain in the Grass 2014. I can't believe it's 2015.
Weird. Yeah,
weird, right? It feels weird. But Amanda Hardy never feels weird. She always feels right. 99.9 KISW, it is loud and local. See Amanda Hardy on the bill opening up for Girl on Fire this Friday night at the Hard Rock. This is Amanda Hardy with Fire Away.
Loud and Local with Jolene, 99.9 KISW.
Turn off the television. This channel hides a red side. Underline its way, breaking
99.9 KI, it's W, it is Loud and Local. That would be Jaden Mary with their song Bo Peep. Prior to that, Amanda Hardy with the song Fire Away. You could see both Jaden Mary, also Amanda Hardy, and Me Versus Myself opening up for Girl on Fire this Friday night at the Hard Rock. That is this Friday, the 9th, the 9th of January. I don't know if anybody else has this problem, but that wonderful time in between right before Christmas and the New Year, I don't know what day it is, what the date is, if I'm coming or going, and then 2 months into, you know, 2015, I'm still referring to it as 2014. So anyhow, the show is this Friday night, and there's a limited amount of tickets left for the show. So if you think you can make it and you'd like to come, hop on it. Don't delay. Gentlemen, let's go around the studio and introduce yourself and say what you do within the band again.
Am I saying now? Yeah. Hey, I'm Austin. I sing.
Harry, I play drums.
I'm Josh, and I play the bass.
Nicholas, I play guitar.
Nick, I play guitar.
Excellent. I was, while we were playing Jaden Mary there, I was able to check out a new picture from a new photo shoot you guys did.
Yes.
Photo shoots are tough to do.
Nude picture.
But, you know, the idea is like, oh, it's still work, and it's bizarre when you're not used to being photo. It's one thing, you know, you guys are probably at this point used to seeing people holding up their phones and like taking video of the show and taking pictures, but when it's like stand, you know, and you're like, wow, this is going to be a picture that a lot of people are going to see, it's a little, and maybe I'm just projecting here, but I always feel a little awkward. How was it for you guys during a photo shoot?
I don't know what to do with my hands ever.
Right.
My hands are huge.
I think all of our hands were thumbs,
gorilla
like,
hands
in the pocket. five thumbs in the pocket.
Yeah, yeah, it's like we just do the thumbs in pocket club.
They were all in Josh's pocket.
No, all band photos should be rocking out.
Yeah,
or everybody starts doing like the thumbs up, like
jazz hands,
like the presidential hands, if you would.
Yeah, I think all the thumbs in one person's pocket, though.
my pocket,
Josh's pocket.
The Revenge EP is available now. The Not Broken release is available now as well. That came out back in 2013. You can find out more on Girl on Fire about Girl on Fire by going to the Facebook page and also on Twitter. What's your Twitter handle again? I should know this by now.
At Girl on Fire Music.
Girl on Fire Music. See, that's easy.
Oh, yeah.
That is easy.
Same with our Instagram.
Oh, right. Yes. I love following bands on Instagram. It's like you get that like fun behind the scenes, and people seem to open up, like musicians seem to open up in a different way on Instagram, I think, versus the Facebook and stuff like that.
For sure.
We really show our true selves.
Yeah.
All I know is Eddie from Taking Back Sunday takes photos of him from the can, and he's like, this is the best seat in the house.
Right.
You know, it's just like, all right, well, you're showing me a new Eddie that I've never seen before.
Just
that
could work with Twitter if you just have the hashtag like toilet tweet or something like that, you know. More with Girl on Fire coming up next as Loud and Local continues. Stand by. 99.9 KISW, it is Loud and Local. My special guests all hour long tonight, Girl on Fire. Austin, Nick, Nicholas. Which one of you guys goes by Nicholas? That's what I thought. That's what I thought. But
the
I
one
just,
with the hit.
Nick. Yeah, I just didn't.
That
my cursor. My cursor for the evening. Also, Josh and Harry from Girl on Fire in studio. We're just a couple days into 2015. And I thought we should go back in the Wayback Time Machine. And I would like to hear from each of you on this particular question. What were some of your highlights? Some of the more memorable moments? For you and your role in Girl on Fire for 2014. Who wants to start this one?
I think I will.
Do it.
I think I will.
I
think one of the things that got me really stoked, it's like kind of one of those things where, you know, a blessing comes as like kind of looking at it like a loss or something like that. It looks like a loss, but it's like a blessing. We like got free of any like contractual obligations that we had, and we got kind of, you know, it's very freeing.
Freeing.
You can spread your wings and fly wherever you want to now.
Exactly.
It's really cool. You can do whatever you want.
It's
and it
nice.
Just makes music way more fun.
Right? Well, and especially, and I know exactly what you're talking about, and especially this day and age, there are so many great options for bands.
Yes.
And there's so many things you can do and so many different outlets.
Yeah, there's tons of options.
To get your music out there.
Oh, yeah.
That maybe what was once the traditional main goal, not so much anymore.
No, no, it's all a business. It's all, you have to look at it that way.
Yeah, absolutely. And they call it the music business for a reason.
Yeah.
So,
as long as you take it into your hands and you take charge of your
destiny.
Exactly.
That's it, though, because I mean, oftentimes when things change for some bands and for some people too, it's like, oh no, it's the end of the world, and it's like, wait a minute, this is a chance for an upgrade.
Yeah.
That's what I tell everybody, who all of my friends that go through a breakup. I'm like, oh no, this is your chance for an upgrade.
Well, that's what it really is. I mean, in all those situations, it's a relationship.
Yep.
When something doesn't work, it's best if two people go separate ways and you're the best person they can be.
Exactly.
Absolutely. How healthy of you. Let's start an advice column,
Let's
man.
Do it.
All right.
Dear Girl on Fire.
How about you? Highlights for 2014.
I would say the highlight for me was last month we went on our first national headlining tour. And it was just a lot of fun. We got to play longer sets, kind of just meet, you know, some diehard fans and see people singing along. I don't know. It was a lot of fun.
What were some of your favorite markets that you played or cities you played?
Oh, man.
It's all a blur.
I think Colorado Springs for me was a lot of fun. We got to meet up with an old friend, and like the turnout was actually really good, and it was a lot of fun.
Awesome. Who else wants to go?
On the last tour, we got Waffle House.
Oh, praise! Praise the Lord, Waffle House. I know how important Waffle House is.
And we were also in here, I think, in June. And I thought that was a pretty cool highlight.
That was fun. Yeah. I'll take that. I will take that. I'm not going to help you move, but I will take that. Inside story. These things happen. All right. The Knicks.
Do we get a team?
Nicholas.
No, okay, so there was this threesome once, and me and Nick. Okay.
No. Hello.
I'm joking.
No, you're not.
I think the highlight for me was, because I've just joined up with these guys. I'm the newest member. I think it's becoming and, like, stepping into, like, writing process with these guys. It's been a lot of fun to, like, throw my input in and, like, be part of that process now, because their last record was made before me, and then they asked me to join, so now I'm here, and it's dope.
Yeah, being able to put your flair in there and the directions, you know, that sonically a band can take when you have that new dynamic is really cool. All right, Nick, how about you?
All right, I'll go. We played some awesome shows. There's one really cool one was at the Whiskey A Go Go in L.A. That was really cool. Some trips to California. But I think, for me, one of my most enjoyable moments was when we went camping on the way down to California. Mm-hmm. We had, like, extra day, so we stayed at Lake Shasta, which was completely drained at the time because of their drought.
Uh-huh.
And it was like a muddy swamp.
It had a weird smell to it.
It smelled really weird, but we saw some deers, and we smoked some ganja, we hung out. It was good times.
Yeah.
That's...
Fresh.
Wait, did
best thing I've seen ever. I just witnessed that.
Did somebody have to stay awake and like watch the gear though? I mean, because it's what you know. That's always the worst thing that can happen to a band. Just about is to have your gear stolen. But you wouldn't expect to. You know, you stumble upon a bunch of dudes out camping in Lake Shasta, and then there's like everybody's gear. And amps and everything.
We have a pretty heavy duty.
Pretty well.
Yeah, we have a pretty heavy duty security system.
We hold down the fort.
Right. Yeah, we do pretty well.
Baseball bat,
shotgun.
some junkyard dogs.
Fresh.
99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. My special guest all hour long tonight. Girl on Fire. The next song we're gonna do is from the Not Broken release. It is called Monster. 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local.
Break from the door, free from the shame.
peace of mind. All these scars are reasons why my heart is so empty. Try to leave it all behind. Find a way to make it right. I'm looking, but can't see.
Continues with Jolene, 99.9 KISW.
Losing.
99.9 KISW. It is loud and local. That would be Girl on Fire from the Not Broken release, the song Losing My Identity. Prior to that, the song Monster, also from Not Broken, and Jaden Mary with their song Bo Peep, and Amanda Hardy with Fire Away. You can see both Jaden Mary and Amanda Hardy, along with Me Versus Myself, opening up for Girl on Fire this Friday night at the Hard Rock. There are a limited amount of tickets left. Also, prior to Amanda Hardy played One Step Away, Reminds Me of You, also Revenge in there, and The Takedown. Guys, this has been a lot of fun. Thanks for coming back.
Thank you for having us.
My first official guest for 2015.
Ooh. Yay!
Right? For Loud and Local peeps tuning in the coming weeks, next Sunday night, I will be joined by Zero Down. I'm also going to be joined by the band Levels in coming weeks. I've got a bunch of cool stuff lined up, so lots and lots of in-studio guests within the next month or so for Loud and Local. Once again, Girl on Fire, this coming Friday night at the Hard Rock. There is a limited amount of tickets, so if you want to go, hop on it right now. Think of it as a way to treat yourself since the holidays are over and everybody has to go back to work tomorrow.
Ugh. Boo.
Seriously.
Boo.
All right, gentlemen. I want to bring up a little something, and you don't have to confirm nor deny, but a little birdie dressed in all black landed on my shoulder, and it was like, cuckoo, cuckoo. Texas. I don't know. I heard you guys are going to be playing a very special world-renowned festival that takes place in a fantastic city in Texas every spring, that you guys could be part of this. And if you can't figure out what the hell it is I'm talking about, then you're drunk or you're really high.
Or you're really drunk.
Yes, exactly. So there's a good possibility that that Girl on Fire could be part of this festival.
Possibly.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's called a tease. I know the real story, but I can't say anything else. All right, let's go around the studio. Closing thoughts. This is a great time to start a rumor, apologize, or say hi to people.
Go Austin.
Oh, I'm going to go. Austin. I'm going to go. Thank you all for listening. Nick has two left toes. Just two.
What's Nick?
That's for you to find out later.
Justin Britt.
All right.
Go Hawks.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll see you at the Hard Rock.
Excellent.
We have a bunch of shows that are going to be happening this year, and we'll be touring around the country a whole bunch, so we can't wait to see all
we'll
of your
see
lovely faces.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Secrets.
New music, too.
Right?
Music, tours, bands, rock.
Yeah.
Fresh.
Thanks for still listening.
Toilet tweet. Hashtag toilet tweet.
All right. Did everybody get to what? Did you get to Harry?
I did.
What was that? What
okay.
Did you say, Harry?
Oh, I said thanks for everyone that still cares.
poor Harry's been trying to get a word in edgewise. I keep looking at him like, this is your chance, Harry. This is your chance.
I can say Justin stuff, Britt. Too.
I'm scared of the big microphone. shout out to Justin Britt and the rest of the Seahawks. Ooh.
Excellent. And as well as a number of your fans who have just been tweeting up a storm tonight about listening online from around the country to tonight's show, which is awesome. All right, that does it. The first Loud and Local for 2015. I will see you next Sunday night where my special guest will be Zero Down. That is a wrap. Thank you very much.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.